This ain't Texas. No, it's Wisconsin. No, it's politics. But I'll put my cards out in the open, play open-handed with each and every one of you every day from 2 to 4 p.m. right here across the Civic Media Radio Network. You're going to want to keep it locked. My little buddy and yours, Dom Salvia, is coming up next. After me, he's got that great show from 4 to 6 p.m. again across the Civic Media Radio Network. You might even find me on there for the first half hour of his show. A little overtime with Maggie Dawn joining Dom today. I think we might be talking about Schimmel the Shill. I think that might come up, Calvin. I think I have a hint, an inkling, if you will. My thanks to Judge Susan Crawford from Dane County for joining me. We hope to have a continuing great conversation with the judge over the course of this election, an absolutely monumental one for Wisconsin, for your rights, for mine, for judicial independence, you know, for judges not being a shill when they're out on the campaign trail. What can I say? I don't like it when judges walk around with hat in hands asking for money. It might, you know, have the aroma, the musk, if you will, of corruption. Seems to be a theme these days. I want to give a special thanks to all of the incredible texters. I have got a new partner with my show. Her name's Jamie. She is helping me keep track of all of your incredible feedback. We are taking your questions. We are taking your comments. We will get to them. I will address them, especially your questions. We're going to do that on Friday in a new segment called Ask Maggie. That's going to be 3 o'clock every Friday. If you submit a question on the text line, Jamie and I are going to grab it. We're going to put it in the old Ask Maggie hopper. And on Friday, I'm going to have 90 seconds to give my best shot at your question. And that's all the time I get. Y'all know I can talk. This is going to put some bumpers, as in bumper bowling, around my, you know, my little verboseness that comes up from time to time. I cannot wait to do that. And tomorrow, everybody, I hope you enjoy these segments as much as I do. We close every Wednesday's show with a little segment called Over the Hump and Trump. It is us taking a break together. Talk about some things that aren't overtly political, how we can all cope, maintain our joy, having joy, being together, finding connection in these times where we are being told in so many ways to separate ourselves from one another. That is how we resist. That is going to be tomorrow at 3:30, Over the Hump and Trump, coming to you every Wednesday at 3:30. Tomorrow, I'm going to kick off the show. You're not going to want to miss this. I'm going to kick off the show with part of how we maintain our energy through the fire hose that is the Donald Trump administration. Because it's hard. I myself get worn out. And I'm going to share with you some of the things that I'm using to find my energy, to find my perseverance, my resilience in these times. I hope you join me for that segment. We've also got State Senator Melissa Radcliffe from Senate District 16. And she is super pumped to talk with me, jazzed, as Governor Evers would say, jazzed to talk to me about the upcoming Super Bowl. I can't wait to hear what the senator might be cooking up for her Super Bowl festivities. I might share a few of my favorite recipes. And speaking of recipes, especially since Susan Crawford dropped that her favorite thing is her award-winning, or at least maybe in her own mind, award-winning chocolate chip cookie recipe. I got to tell y'all, we're going to end with this today, a little story about me making cookies. Because I have some of the best cookie recipes, I think, in the state of Wisconsin. How do I know this? Because they're all butter and sugar, right? I mean, that's it. I also know this because they are old, old, old recipes. I have some from my 90-year-old neighbor that I grew up with as one of my babysitters. Her name was Ann Luddington. Amazing lady. Written on those little like 2x4 cards in her shaky 90-year-old script. Her recipe, Ann Luddington, props to you. Amazing cookie recipes. Also for my great-great-grandmother, my great aunt. Anywho, when I was living in New York City way back in the day, I love to have people over. I love celebrating. I call it the Last Supper theory. You don't need to believe in Jesus Christ, but at least it was a really good story about this guy that had a lot of people over him when he knew he was going to kick the bucket. What did he do? He had all of his friends over for a big dinner. They broke bread. They shared some drinks. I love entertaining. So when I lived in New York, every year I'd have this big holiday party. All these people would come through. And every year it got bigger and bigger. And one of the main reasons why is because I would make these very German, very Wisconsin, very old school cookie recipes filled with butter and sugar. Would it surprise you to know that New Yorkers don't really eat a lot of butter and sugar? A little more particular about this. Anyways, I would make somewhere north of about 1,400 cookies. Think all of these batches times three or four. And it was like a swarm of freaking locusts had come through my place. There was never a single cookie left on the deck. Everybody ate all of them up, even made little cookie bags for all my friends that I met in New York. Every once in a while, I'll get a text around the holidays from one of my buddies back in the day saying, hey, can you send me some of those cookies or at least the recipe? Now, the fun thing, if you are a recipe maker of the old school recipe variety, there's always some ingredient, some technique that is not on the recipe card that you just have to know because you've watched your mom or your grandma or your 90-year-old neighbor Ann make the recipe that you just pick up by osmosis. I send them the recipes, but they don't have all of the secret ingredients, if you know what I'm saying. But I always loved that and remember those times fondly in New York City. But we got the best cookies right here in Wisconsin. Folks, that's going to do it for me today. Going to be a little overtime with me and Dom Salvia, who's got the fantastic program coming up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're going to talk a little bit about Shibble the Shill, so you're going to want to keep it locked. My name's Maggie Dawn. Thanks so much for listening this afternoon. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together.
Take it to the flow now. Ooh. To the flow now. Ooh. Ooh. Back. Boots. Shoot. Come take it to the flow now. Ooh. And I'll be damned if I cannot do.